SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, warga Australia sangat terobsesi dengan kopi, sehingga Melbourne sering disebut sebagai ibu kota kopi dunia. Memesan kopi adalah urusan yang serius. Oleh karena itu, Australia Explained minggu ini akan menguraikan menu kopi di kafe. 3/4 penduduk Australia minum kopi setiap harinya. Ini dianggap sebagai sumber kehidupan di sini.
I normally have one coffee, except Ramadan.
I have about 3 coffees a day.
I have about 5 coffees.
Probably at least 4.
I have 2 cups of coffees per day.
I have up to 8 coffees a day. I am addicted. There doesn't go any one hour that I'm not thinking about coffee and needing a hit.
Di Australia, minum kopi ini. Berbeda dengan Amerika Serikat, di mana kopi saring sangat populer, masyarakat Australia berusaha keras untuk mendapatkan hasil terbaik dari kopi mereka. Lily Fairhall mengelola kedai kopi spesial di Melbourne.
We have been really fortunate to get so many immigrants from Western Europe where espresso originated. So we have heaps of espresso in Australia. And through years and years of drinking espresso, we've come to naturally desire better quality beans. We've started getting beans from different parts of the world, experimenting a little bit more. And I think Melburnians don't really mind paying a little bit more for coffee as well if they know it's going to be good.
Semuanya dimulai dengan mesin espresso yang dirancang untuk mengekstraksi porsi kopi pekat atau espresso di bawah tekanan yang tinggi. Barista terampil mengoperasikan mesin espresso dengan presisi luar biasa untuk menciptakan beragam gaya kopi yang sesuai dengan semua selera. Ahli kopi Santo Bociri adalah pemilik Map Coffee. Ia mengatakan espresso juga dikenal sebagai short black, yang merupakan bahan dasar sebagian besar kopi. Ini adalah ekspresi terbaik tentang bagaimana rasa kopi sebenarnya, dan ini adalah ilmu yang pasti.
Espresso short black is a coffee which is extracted from, in Australia, let's say 10-12 grams of coffee and is extracting 30 ml of liquid out. Don't get confused with ristretto, which is very similar, using the same grams of coffee, 10-12 grams, but extracting around 20 ml of liquid.
Ristretto memberikan rasa yang lebih berani dibandingkan dengan espresso karena lebih pekat. Meskipun espresso adalah satu porsi atau satu gelas kopi, banyak kafe yang menyediakan 2 gelas kopi, jadi berhati-hatilah. Pesanan kopi terpopuler kami secara informal dibagi menjadi hitam dan putih, dan tidak mengherankan jika banyak yang memilih nama Italia.
I like cappuccino with 2 sugars according to my taste buds.
I have 2 week-long blacks for breakfast and a cappuccino between 11 and 12.
4 of those would be black coffee and 1 latte, max.
Long black with a dash of milk on the side or a soy latte.
Strong coffees. 3 shots, 4 shots. Magic. It's a Melbourne special, magic coffee.
Kopi hitam adalah kopi yang dibuat tanpa susu. Berdasarkan pengalaman Lily Fairhall, kopi hitam yang paling populer adalah kopi hitam panjang atau long black.
A long black is just hot water and 2 shots of espresso over the top. Drunk by people who like the taste of coffee, obviously. You can get a short black, which is just an espresso. That's for people who really like the taste of coffee or want a very quick hit of caffeine. Another black coffee that's become really popular is filtered coffee or batch brew. That one is the drip coffee, which is quite funny because they've gone a little bit back in time, but now the coffee is of better quality, so you can get really good flavors out of it.
Berikutnya adalah white coffee yang menggunakan bahan dasar espresso dan ditambahkan susu yang biasanya dibuihkan menggunakan steam. Mula-mulanya hanya menawarkan susu sapi penuh atau rendah lemak. Kafe kini menyediakan susu kedelai, oat, dan almond sebagai alternatif bebas susu. Anda bisa memesan kafe latte adalah kopi susu, disajikan dalam gelas dan diberi susu berbusa untuk menciptakan tekstur yang baik.
With white coffee, the most popular by far is a latte. However, a lot of people also drink a flat white. Now, I don't think that there's that much difference between a latte and a flat white, just the type of cup that you put them in. But flat whites originated in Australia and have kind of taken over the world in a way. I don't think that anyone else does them the same way as us, though.
Piccolo latte adalah latte yang diperkecil. Ini memiliki satu suntikan espresso dengan sedikit susu untuk menghasilkan kopi yang lebih kuat. Jika Anda menyukai makanan manis, pesanlah cappuccino classic, yaitu kopi susu dengan taburan bubuk coklat. Di Melbourne, Anda dapat memesan kopi khas yang mirip dengan piccolo latte bagi mereka yang menginginkan minuman berkafein kuat, yaitu The Magic.
The Magic confuses a lot of people. A Magic is basically just a strong, short latte. It's got less milk, so the ratio is slightly skewed to make it taste a lot stronger. I think that people ordered them enough that they decided to give it a name.
Gaya kopi ini populer di kalangan pencinta kopi yang suka meminumnya dengan cepat. Jenis lainnya adalah macchiato yang diterjemahkan sebagai noda dalam bahasa Itali.
All a macchiato is an espresso shot with a dollop of milk froth on top. Milk generally softens the taste of coffee. It makes it a little bit more palatable. So I think people use that when they want a hit of caffeine, but they don't want that full raw espresso taste. They just want a tiny, tiny bit of milk to kind of balance it out.
Ada pula kopi untuk orang yang tidak menginginkan kafein. Kopi tanpa kafein atau decaf telah menghilangkan sebagian besar kafeinnya. Sejak lama, kopi tanpa kafein mempunyai reputasi buruk yang sebenarnya tidak pantas diterima. Demikian menurut Miss Fairhall.
I respect decaf drinkers because they're actually only purely drinking coffee for the taste. They're not relying on it to get them through their day. And decaf coffee actually has improved dramatically over even the last 10 years. They've developed better processes to decaffeinate the beans. They're sourcing them from better farms. Previously, they were just not great quality beans that were decaffeinated and were very much an afterthought.
Beberapa kafe akan menawarkan Anda pilihan antara kopi dari biji kopi single origin atau campuran. Santo Buceri mengatakan, pecinta kopi bereksperimen dengan single origin untuk mendapatkan pengalaman yang unik.
The single origin is actually a coffee that comes from a specific country. And depending on the coffee shop, sometimes they display also the region and even the actual location and the producer name. So it's really interesting. The blend will be a mix of those origins. So the blend will give you the consistency.
Dengan begitu banyak pilihan, barista mendapatkan segala jenis permintaan yang tidak biasa. Sebagian besar kafe memang berusaha mengakomodasi sebagian besar preferensi. Namun ada beberapa pesanan yang sulit untuk dikerjakan. Demikian menurut Miss Fairhall.
I did have a request recently for a coffee that was made half with almond milk and half with oat milk. And to that I said, I'm not doing that because sometimes it does just come down to efficiency.
Dan tentu saja kita tidak bisa melupakan baby chino, yaitu secangkir kecil susu berbusa yang ditaburi oleh bubuk coklat. Ini dirancang untuk membuat anak-anak sibuk, sementara orang-orang dewasa meminum kopi mereka, dan beberapa orang berpikir bahwa hal ini mempersiapkan mereka untuk hidup dalam kecanduan kopi. Hanya waktu yang akan memberitahu. Itulah tadi rangkuman dari Australia Explain untuk minggu ini yang melihat jenis-jenis kopi yang diminum di Australia. Rangkuman ini disusun oleh Melissa Kompagnoni dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.